Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
President Trump recognizes Israeli communities in the so-called West Bank, the biblical Judea Samaria. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber and Holly Mead. Well, the Trump administration announced recently that the United States will now recognize the legal status of Israeli communities in what is called sometimes the West Bank. The West Bank is the biblical Judea Samaria. This is where the prophet Amos wrote. This is where he lived. This is the woman at Samaria. Remember that? Just outside of Jerusalem, where Jesus met the woman at the well. She was from Samaria. She was a Samaritan. And all of this is the biblical Judea Samaria. Some people now call it the West Bank. Well, for 41 years, Matt, the civilian settlements have been referred to as, quote, inconsistent with international law, close quote. And where did that come from? It came from a memorandum from the Carter administration called the Hansel Memorandum. And that memorandum suggested that Israeli settlements in Judea and Samaria were illegal. And every subsequent administration, Republican and Democrat alike, refused to act on it. In 1981, President Reagan disagreed with that conclusion, and he stated that he didn't believe that the settlements were inherently illegal. However, during Obama's final month in office in 2016, his administration chose to abstain rather than veto the resolution that condemned Israeli settlements as, quote, flagrant violation, close quote, of international law at the United Nations Security Council. So this is a great move, certainly a long overdue move by President Donald Trump and the Trump administration.
Yeah, and once again, we have President Trump reversing the overt hostility we saw against Israel by the Obama administration. You can bet that the Trump administration would not abstain from such a UN vote attacking Israel. And the Reagan administration pointed out that this was a legal question about the settlements to be resolved by Israeli courts, and that declaring them a violation of international law distracts from the larger efforts to negotiate peace. And when Pompeo announced this Trump administration decision, he made that point very clearly.
You know, and he's done so much already since he's been in office to affirm Israel. I mean, he recognized the Golan Heights as territory of Israel. The State Department's annual report on human rights violations around the world finally dropped the reference to the West Bank and Israel as occupied for the first time since 1979. So, you know, the relationship, rightly so, between Israel and America is finally the best it's ever been due to his leadership. I mean, Israel is God's chosen land. And so we are to support it as Christians.
Yeah, and so where we are with this, just to kind of give you an idea for those to be able to visualize what we're talking about. Half of Jerusalem sometimes is referred to as East Jerusalem, and the other is West Jerusalem. And if you divided Jerusalem and so-called carved out the so-called West Bank, you would carve Jerusalem in half. In fact, one of the hotels that we often stay at is in the half that would be considered in the so-called West Bank. And it is in Jerusalem. Within walking distance of that hotel is Hebrew University. Within walking distance of that hotel is a Hadassah hospital. All of those, by the Carter administration and subsequent administrations, have been considered, quote, illegal. Now, I have a friend who lives in the Judea-Samaria area. In fact, when you go to his house, you can look out the window from the house and you can see where Herod built his palace, where he cut the mountain nearby and he added more debris and rock and soil on top of the other mountain so he could make it high enough to build his palace there. so that he could see into Jerusalem. All of that would be considered the so-called West Bank. In fact, this individual who worked with the Prime Minister Netanyahu in the 1990s came and spoke to our group one time, and he gave this illustration. He put a lemon up on the podium, and he said, "This is a miracle. This is a miracle." And then he talked about in the 1970s when he lived in the United States and he made Aliyah, or he came to Israel and became an Israeli citizen, how he moved to this place, biblical Judea, Samaria, what some people refer to as the West Bank. And he lives in a place where the prophet Amos actually lived and wrote the book Amos. So he talks about that. And at the very end, he then goes to the book of Amos. And in the book of Amos, Amos prophesies that although the Jews are dispersed, God will bring them back together in that same area, and they'll be able to plant vineyards and eat of the fruit of their vineyards. Mm. And he goes back to the lemon. He picks it up. "This is a miracle. I picked this lemon from my lemon tree this morning." This is what Amos was talking about.
Wow.
It's a very powerful story. So for years, since the Carter administration, who was anti-Israel, no supporter of Israel whatsoever, they have considered that as illegal territory, occupied territory. It's absolute nonsense. This is biblical Judea, Samaria. And although we've had Republican and Democrat presidents, even Reagan, that didn't agree with Carter's memorandum, no president took the initiative and had the spine and the right decision to say, enough is enough, we're doing away with that, we are going to affirm reality, biblical reality, present-day reality, that these are legal settlements. And the Trump administration did that. This is great news, Matt.
And again, it shows that President Trump, time and again, has proven himself the most pro-Israel president we've had. I mean, Reagan was great, but President Trump, you know, putting the U.S. embassy in back in Jerusalem, or in Jerusalem, you know, one thing after another. And yeah, peace is ultimately the goal, and Secretary Pompeo is focusing on that and the distraction over this nonsense about a violation of international law in the West Bank and so forth. Pompeo pointed that fact out. But the overriding question here is, how do you ultimately achieve peace with a terrorist non-nation, the Palestinian non-nation? It doesn't exist, but with terrorist groups like Hamas that seek to destroy you. That is their ultimate goal and their ultimate
admitted goal.
You certainly
don't give them land for peace, because we know that it has not worked. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said, This policy that Trump just did recognized, reflects an historical truth that the Jewish people are not foreign colonialists in Judea and Samaria. In fact, we are called Jews because we are the people of Judea. Israel is deeply grateful to President Trump, Secretary Pompeo, and the entire U.S. administration for their steadfast position supporting truth and justice, and calls upon all responsible countries who hope to advance peace to adopt a similar position.
You know, I'm sure President Trump is just a breath of fresh air to the
yes.
Jewish people, because there's a list of things that he's done already since he's been in office, 2017, to affirm Israel in so many ways that have been, like you said, years presidents have gone by and not had the spine to do it.
And it's a long list, for sure.
They love President Trump over there.
Oh, yeah. If he were to run for office there... No question. He is very well liked in Israel. This new Trump policy also will weaken the anti-Semitic BDS movement, the boycott, divestment, and sanctions, which attempts to undermine and destabilize Israel and use economic tools to boycott Israeli goods and services that are produced, shipped from the so-called West Bank.
Right.
And some companies. In fact, when I first went there, in 2007, 2010, there was a cellular company called Orange, and they provided service, and they got pressure. You can't do that in Israel. And so they literally pulled out their cellular service from all of the nation of Israel. They don't provide cellular service there anymore. So this is a great antidote to that anti-Semitic BDS. It's a great way to recognize not only reality, modern day, but biblical history as well. Thank you to the president. And we need to continue to stand with Israel because they have so many people that want to literally wipe out the nation and the Jewish people. Pray for the nation of Israel. And for more information, you can go to our website, lc.org, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.